all you jolly listeners, and listen while I toil. Got some more to tell you about Hamlin's Wizard Oil. In the medicine chest on the family shelf, you'll find it ever there to relieve muscular aches and pains. The druggist everywhere.
Good morning, everyone. And how's all the members of the happy family today? I hope you're all well and happy. And by the way, Dad, you get the home fire going so Mother can get breakfast on, for it's an old-fashioned custom of mine to ask for a cup of coffee after about the second or third song.
I can't forget the day that I was born. It was on a cold and frosty morn. The doctor says I was a chubby chap, for when the nurse she took me on her lap, oh, she bathed me all over, I remember. And after powder puffing me, you see, she put me in the cradle near the window, in that little shirt that Mother made for me. The first day I wore my knicker bra, I felt so funny after wearing fries. I looked a little picture, they did say, but when they led me out to run and play, oh, I didn't like the pants that I was wearing. So in the street I took them off, you see, and started walking home so brave and daring, in that little shirt that Mother made for me. And then the school said that I must go. I never liked my teacher, you must know. So when I played the truant quite so dear, the teacher said, now Roy, you come here. With a big stick she beat around on me. There's no mistake about my pedigree. I had the map of Scotland printed on me, neath that little shirt that Mother made for me. Last year while I was on my holiday, upon the briny ocean I did gaze. The water looked so fine, I thought I'd go to have a swim, but in a moment, oh, all the girls on the beach at me were staring, and some were taking pictures I could see. 'Twas very good for me that I was wearing that little shirt that Mother made for me.
Well, Charles Cooper in New Kensington, Pennsylvania, Roger Shriver in Jerusalem, Ohio, and Mr. and Mrs. Clarence McGar way down there in Nashville, Tennessee, yeah, down in Dixie. Well, it's the old impossible number, the barefoot boy with his boots on. You figure it out for yourself.
The night was dark and stormy, the moon was shining bright. The stars were casting burning rays on the storm that raged that night. The lightning struck the cowshed, the cows all chewed their cud. The moonlight set the prairie on fire in the middle of the woods. A barefoot boy with boots on came crawling down the street. His pants were full of pockets, his boots were full of feet. He was born when he was a baby, his grandma's pride and joy. His only sister was a girl and his brother was a boy. He never was a triplet, came in one of being twins. His legs were fastened to his knees just above his shin. His feet were fastened to his hips several inches from his shoulders. When he grew up, he was a man, every day got older. One day he married a woman who quickly became his wife. He couldn't stay a single man and lead a married life.
His wife was full of notions, her mouth was full of tongue. They raised a dozen children, all born when they were young. Six girls and five boys, and then another child. They never tried to tame them, let them grow up wild. The young one was a baby, and the old one was born first. The good one was the best one, and the mean one was the worst. They never knew their ages, and didn't seem to care. They knew they had a birthday coming every year. They never knew their father's age, but always had a hunch that he was born before their time and the oldest of the bunch. And when they died, they couldn't speak their names, they could not tell. The girls all went to heaven and the boys all went.
Yes, indeedy. Well, I think they went down to the drugstore to get Grandma a bottle of wizard oil or something. Yes, sir. And that makes me think, do you or any of your family suffer from muscular aches and pains caused by rheumatism? If you do, then you'll certainly be glad to know that there is a liniment on the market today that will bring you quick, pleasant relief from those troublesome rheumatic muscular aches and pains that are so prevalent at this time of the year. Painful twinges and almost unbearable soreness brought about by cold, damp days, nights, and changeable weather. That liniment is none other than Hamlin's Wizard Oil. H-A-M-L-I-N-S, Hamlin's, W-I-Z-A-R-D, Wizard, O-I-L, Oil. Hamlin's Wizard Oil, America's finest liniment. Here's all you have to do. Rub the affected parts thoroughly with Hamlin's Wizard Oil, rub it on, and rub it in. In a few minutes, you'll feel that cooling, soothing muscular relief in those sore muscles. Thousands of folks all over the country rely upon this modern liniment to give them muscular relief and comfort from rheumatism, and you may count on it doing the same for you. Keep a bottle on hand at all times for emergency. Sore muscles, lame backs, strained tendons, any one of the thousands of times when external applications is required. You'll always find Hamlin's Wizard Oil a friend indeed. Now, play safe, friends. Get a bottle of Hamlin's Wizard Oil today from your druggist. Use Hamlin's Wizard Oil under these conditions: that you must be completely satisfied with the results obtained or your money will be refunded. And now for Mrs. Bessie Fenner of Goodrich, Michigan, Mrs. C.M. Sparks in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and Mrs. Golden Hicks of El Dorado, Illinois. It's the story of the Mississippi flood. Another great disaster has come upon our land. Down where the Mississippi flows on its way so grand. Springtime flowers were blooming and the world was bright and gay. And the folks along the levee were happy all the day. And then the skies grew cloudy and the rain came falling down. For days that mighty torrent came pouring to the ground. The streams throughout the country kept swelling day by day, until the angry river was roaring on its way. And then there came a warning the levee could not stand. Brave men fought and struggled to save their native land. But still the raging waters kept pounding at the shores, until it broke the levee and threw the country torn. Oh, many lives were taken and brave men knelt to pray, for all which they had cherished was madly swept away. The world would gladly help them to pay the awful cost, but gold can never bring them a loved one who is lost. We can't explain the reason these great disasters come, but we must all remember to say that will be done. And though the good may suffer for other people's sin, there is a crown awaiting
where eternal life begins. Well, wouldn't it be nice to sit down and pick up a guitar and strum your own accompaniment, play and sing these old-time favorites that you all love so well? Well, it's easy enough to do, friends, and in my new songbook, you'll find 58 of your favorite old-time cowboy, mountain ballads, and hymns. Now, all the songs in this book are complete with piano music and guitar chord charts. The guitar chord charts are drawn out in diagram form. They show you just how to make all the chords and changes necessary as you go along through each number. And don't forget, the chords are all marked, and you can use them for ukulele or banjo. Piano music complete, bass and treble clef. On the front cover of the book, you'll find a photograph of the old country boy that makes all this noise up here. Yeah, all dolled up in the blue serge suit. All ready to go someplace and no place to go. What am I going to do about that? Well, inside the front cover, there's a small bust-sized picture in a 9x12-inch page giving you the full life story. The original price of these books, friends, is 75 cents. And after you've received your copy and looked through it, you'll agree with me that they're well worth every penny of it. But I offer them to you at the remarkably low price of 50 cents, one half a dollar. Sit down and make out your order today, won't you? If you care for one book, just enclose 50 cents in cash or money order, or if you like, send along your own personal check. If you have a friend who wishes to send along with you, fold up a dollar bill and send it along in a letter. Address your book. And the old clock says it's time to go now, friends, but I'll be back tomorrow at the same time. I hope it brought you a little sunshine and happiness this morning. Until tomorrow morning, to all of you, good morning, good luck, and may God bless you. And now it's time to leave you, my song stories are o'er. I'll be back tomorrow to give you several more. Go to your druggist right away, relieve muscular aches and pain. Get your bottle of Wizard or before I come back again. All right, Mr. Announcer, you can have it anytime you want it.